Yes, good morning. I hope you're safe. I hope the Lord has kept you safe and sound. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We are here to study the Bible, and by the grace of God, we've been able to do 19 books of the Bible. And we believe that God will give us the grace to study and complete the Bible. Of course, we've done 19 books of the Bible, and right now we're handling our 10th book, our 20th book, and we shall be concluding it today. And I thank you for always tuning in and being part of us. And I believe the Lord has blessed you, and He'll keep blessing you, and He'll keep revealing His word to us. Whenever we show the need, God indeed comes out and reveals His word to us. So we study together. If you've not been able to listen to the podcast we've done straight from the book of Genesis, you can be able to find them on our app, that's Bible In-Depth Network. You'll be able to find all the episodes we've done, over 300 episodes there. And I believe the Lord shall bless you as you listen. Today, I want us to conclude the book of Proverbs. It's been a book that is filled with lots of subjects and ideas, and verse after verse, you get on different subjects. It's been worthwhile going through. I believe it's been a blessing to us all. And today, we'll handle the last chapter of the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 31. That is a chapter that is preferred by many. It is used a lot in meetings, women's meetings, marriage meetings, name whichever meeting it is that involves ladies and talks about a wife and talks about the future and talks about the right wife. Men want to quote it. Men want to read through it when trying to find a wife for themselves. And that's the chapter we shall handle today. Though, as it starts, it doesn't start with the wife. It starts with the king. And verse 1 says, "The words of King Lemuel, the oracle, which his mother taught him." This Lemuel is believed to have been Solomon. Yeah, though we do not have any proof of that name being addressed to him. But some scholars will tell you it is a foreign king. But then, what would the foreign king be doing in this book, which has been written mostly accredited to Solomon? The words of the mother. And if the king is Solomon, of course the mother is Bathsheba. And he taught him, saying, "What, O my son, and what, O son of my womb? What shall I advise you, O son of my vows? Do not give your strength to women, neither foreign wives in marriages of alliances, nor concubines." Yeah, he starts by telling him, don't put all your energy and give everything to women. Yeah? All that you are, your mind is totally filled with them, specifically the foreign ones, yeah? "Know all your ways to that which destroy kings. It is not for kings or Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine or for rulers to desire strong drink. Otherwise they drink and forget the law and its decrees and pervert the rights and justice of all the afflicted." Of course, she's telling him about the fact that she needs to watch the issue of having drinking, yeah, getting drunk. And the issue here is, of course, addressed to the king, that if you're in such a state, you cannot rule people well. There are rulers that get drunk. They often make decisions that are not right because of the influence of alcohol. So that's what he's telling the king here, and warning the king about it. Do not desire strongly, otherwise you start ruling in a manner that's not right, that is not just. Yeah? And says, "Give strong drink as medicine to him who's ready to pass away, and wine to him whose life is bitter. Let him drink and forget his poverty." Of course, that's what we say, that when you drink, you forget poverty, you no longer remember the trouble. Yeah? But the moment the alcohol is off your head, all trouble, all thoughts return, just like they never left. So, drinking does not take away your problems. It just suspends them for a while. then you get back in tune and you remember that you do not have money. You remember that you have problems at home. So the bottle does not take away the poverty. Neither does it take away the thoughts. It might just pause them for a while. And it says, open your mouth for the mute, for the rights of all who are unfortunate and defenseless. Open your mouth, judge righteously, and administer justice for the afflicted and the needy. Of course, the mother is telling the son, who is a king, and we believe this could have been addressed to Solomon, though we don't have assurance and backing of the name Lemuel being ascribed to him. Then we get to the major part of this chapter, the description of a worthy woman, the virtuous woman, the woman that everybody wants to be, the woman that every man wants to have, as per Proverbs 31. It starts verse 10, an excellent woman, and by excellent woman, they're talking about a woman who is spiritual, spiritual in the way, prayerful. Yeah, there are people who live a prayerful life. It's a woman who is praying every time, And when they pray, they know their boundaries. They don't spend the whole day in church just because they're supposed to be prayerful and forget the duties back home. They read the word of God. They have the word of God with them. That's a description of an excellent woman. As we might see, they have spiritual discernment. They can know about issues of the spirit. They can know if there is an attack on their family. They can know if there's a spiritual attack on their life. They can know when things are happening in the spiritual. That is the excellent woman they are talking about. They can know when things are not right. They can know who is a false teacher, who is a false prophet. You know, we have issues with the prophet, as there are always memes that move around, saying and telling of how women listen to their prophets more than even their own husbands. There is a spiritual discernment this woman has. They know if this one is false, if this is a wrong spiritual direction. That's the excellent woman that they are trying to describe here. She's spiritual. She's capable of doing everything, in keeping things in order. She's intelligent. Intelligent may not imply that she was always the first in her class, but she knows the season, she knows the time, she knows how to make the right decision at the point that you need it. She's intelligent, And also she's virtuous. Of course, by virtuous they mean that she has or shows high moral standards. Her morality is high, dresses well, representable, She's upright, she's ethical. Ethics are part of her life. She knows what to say, she knows how to speak, she walks in the right manner. She dresses in the right way. She gives respect to her body. She's righteous. She's honest. She speaks well. She's respectful. That is the excellent woman they're talking about. But the next part is interesting. Who is he who can find her? All the things that I've just said, who is that person who can find that woman, that sort of woman? When you go out there, can you find somebody highly spiritual, prayerful, reads the word, spiritual discernment is thick, virtuous, high moral standards, dresses right, walks right, ethics are on point, honest, respectful, talks in the right way? Is she there? That is a question. They put it here as a question. Who is he who can find her? It might imply that this woman is there and you can find her. It might also imply that it is very difficult to find such a woman. And they go on to say, her value is more precious than jewels, and her worth is far above rubies or pearls. She has high value. You cannot even equate her to money. You cannot equate her to jewels. You cannot equate her to wealth. She's more precious than the jewels. She's more precious than the gold. She's more precious than the silver. She's more worth than rubies. Of course, to them, that is high value, a high value object that they're talking about. And I think she's worth more. So when you have that woman, even if you don't have anything else. It implies you can choose that woman over wealth. That's the description they're giving for that worthy woman of Proverbs 31. You can choose her over wealth. You can even forsake your inheritance in the family and say, I'm going for that woman. You can tell people who are telling you about, this is a choice, this one has more money, there is money if you get into this family. You say, no, this one is more precious than money. Who can find that woman? And of course, by worth, that is a point for a lady or any lady that you have to raise that bar high. Yeah? But these days, you find that there are ladies who actually don't take care about the value they have, or don't even give mind to the value or the worth that they are, and instead go for the wealth. That which they are more valuable than is what they go for, and they kill their own value. Yet they're saying here that this woman have value is high, yeah, much worth than gold or silver or whatever it is, yeah. And we're told that the heart of her husband trusts in her with secure confidence, and he will have no lack of gain. The husband trusts this woman, trusts the woman in everything. He's confident, yeah. He has belief in her integrity. The integrity levels are so high for the woman that the husband just believes in the woman. Yeah? The husband can leave affairs in her hands, can leave resources in her hands, can leave money in her hands, can leave property, family property, can leave decision-making in her hands. That is the woman that they're talking about here in Proverbs 31. So, just on the gauge, how many are like this? That they will leave money and property and all affairs in their hands and they will take it right. Yeah? How many are there of such a kind that shall be honest with finances? We know of relationships where one partner steals from the other. When they leave money, they take away money for their own things that are not even accounted for. They don't make decisions together. Yeah, when the husband or the spouse cannot trust somebody with a decision. Yeah. But this woman being talked about here, she is one that is trusted, highly trusted, yeah, by the husband. He has confidence, total confidence in him, in her. Verse 12, she comforts. Such a statement. When things are not going well, she comforts. Yeah. She encourages. When businesses are not working well, the man is not making money, things are hard, the economy is tight for the family, she encourages, comes out and says, we shall make it. We shall do things. Let's believe. Let's pray. Let's hope. That's the kind they're talking about here. Yeah? And does him only good and not evil all the days of her life. And that statement, all the days of her life, it's a constant. It's constant comforting. It's constant encouragement. Yeah? Note that the man has returned home with no food or money, and they're like, ha, you broke man. How did I get married to you? How did I even end up with you? You stress me. You look at this. I have no clothes. I have nothing. You don't take care of the family. But she encourages. Says, tomorrow will be better. Yeah, you didn't get a good day today, but tomorrow will be better. Yeah? She comforts. Does good and not evil. Yeah? Does good. She does not put things in the food or things picked from a witch doctor in the food to keep the man. No, she does good, not evil. She does not set traps and speak ill of the partner, going out and telling them all the problems in the marriage. She speaks good and not evil. And we are all not perfect. Relationships, they are not all perfect. That's a fact of life. But how do you handle that? Do you go out and spill everything that your spouse does, either your husband or your wife? Yeah, speaking the evil. No, speak good. Even you, even me, I'm not perfect. But I don't go out and speak negatively about my spouse. No, I speak good. That is the person that you're talking about here. Yeah? And it is not when the mood is on. No, it is all the days of your life. It's a constant. You do it every time, all the time. You're always on the same page. Yeah? Verse 13, she looks for wool and flax and works with willing hands in delight. Another picture comes out here for this woman. She's a woman who works. She does not lie in bed the whole day. She gets out and works. She is like the merchant ships abounding with treasure. She brings her household's food from far away. So she goes out and seeks for food. Yeah, you know, with the way the world is right now, much of the work is for the man as we know it. Of course, you're the head of the household. You've got to work. But then, there's no wrong in a woman contributing to the household from what we read here. She goes and brings food. She goes and works. And when she gets that money or that income, it is not for the lady's bag like we normally hear. It is my money. I don't even spend a coin on it. You know, there is the occasions where you see a household is suffering. Yeah, at home, there is no food. Probably the work for the man is not going on well. And somebody has money in their bag, but they say, this is the lady's bag. I don't touch it. I don't remove a coin from it. That's not the Proverbs 31 woman that they're talking about here. Yeah. You look at the things at home. Help. Because it's a partnership. You work together. Yeah. You do things together. So this woman, we're told, she goes and works. She goes and brings food for her household. And also it brings and paints that picture for the fact that ladies can work. They are not slaves to stay home. You know, there are men who tell women that you're not supposed to work, just stay home, take care of the children, take care of the household. I have to come back when there's juice on the table and everything. You don't work, just take care of me. Well, that can happen if you have an arrangement with that person of yours, that partner of yours, and you've agreed on the way probably you should run your household. But also, if somebody has a willingness to go out and work, it shouldn't be something that is wrong for you to accept. You let them go and work because it's okay. Yeah, when they work, there's much better. When you work together, you excel better as a family. When you work together, plan together, do things together in a household, you grow better. Yeah, you have more success as a family. But when there's division and people make their own money, don't spend it, it's all in one person's bracket to take care of their affairs in the home, then there's little progress. Yeah, because there's that bag. The lady's bag that never comes out. But this woman that we're told about here in Proverbs 31, she lets her money come out in the household. She does not have that kabag that we always talk about that never opens. For her, she lets it out. Yeah. Verse 15, she rises also while it is still night and gives food to her household and assigns tasks to her maids. Of course, now somebody's going to say, am I supposed to wake up at 4 a.m., 5 a.m. and take care of the household? That's up to you. It's up to you and how you arrange your time. But the one that they are talking about here runs the household. That is the key thing that they're talking about here. Manages the household. Makes sure that everything in the household is in order. Yeah? She has maids. She does not die in all the work. That she's the one to cook, she's the one to wash the clothes, she's the one to take care of the children, clean the house, clean the compound, do what? No, that's not what they imply. This woman here has maids, and she gives tasks to them. So, there are some things that may be quite rigid and staunch, and people don't want to change them, yeah? For me, if I'm to put on a shirt, it must have been ironed by my wife. If I am to eat food, it must have been cooked by my wife. So this lady goes out through the day. They are working. They come back. They are tired. Then they have to go and cook because it is only you. It is only them that are supposed to cook and you eat only from their hands. Some things to consider there, because if somebody also goes out to work and they lighten the burden for the husband, then I think it's key for them to have some level of liberty. Yeah. And here, We are told that this lady has maids, assigns tasks to them. You will do this. You will clean this. You will do that. The issue here is the supervision. Because sometimes we assign tasks to maids and then you don't supervise. You don't care to know how they are handling it. So you assign them to cook, and when they bring the food on the table, there is too much salt or even no salt at all. There is the supervision that this Proverbs 31 woman keeps to herself. Yeah, there is that supervision that they have to do to make sure the household is running in order. They might not be doing it themselves, but still they care to know that everything is running in order. Yeah, everything is in position. Verse 16, she considers a field before she buys it, all accepts it, expanding her business prudently. With her profits, she plants fruitful vines in her vineyard. This is a woman who works and can even buy property. Yeah? It's possible for the woman to go out and work and buy something, buy property. Yeah? Of course, now the challenge has always been for the modern woman that these purchases are private, they are not known, and yet, by the way, for those of their husbands, they need to know them and they even want to be on the titles. But they don't want their spouses to know of anything they've achieved. But this one here, she's open. Her integrity is clear. She will work, she'll go by, they will share together and say, this is what I've bought from what I have been able to get, and my business and my profits have been able to buy this. Yeah, because here we're told that with her profits, she plants fruitful vines. These are visible in her vineyard. So she is even coming out to do things in the open. There is that openness that is required, even in relationships, even in marriages. Yeah? There's no need to hide the wealth that you have, even as a woman. There's no need for you to have things and they're in secret. We've seen cases and we've read of stories and heard stories of people or ladies in relations who buy things, they buy property, they never talk about it in their house, in their home, with the spouse. And before you know it, the lady is probably dead and nobody knew about it. There's a story we read of a lady who never disclosed anything in the marriage, and when they died, the keeper of the property or the estate of the lady that they had hired just took over everything. Yeah? Because he's the only one who knew that this woman has an estate, has apartments. He took over everything and gained wealth from it because the children didn't know. The husband didn't know. But that secrecy, not coming out in the open to speak and talk of the things that you have as a couple, can become detrimental to you. It can become a problem. It's a hindrance to success. Imagine making all that wealth and then your own do not even benefit from it, not even your own children. So there's requirement, there's need for openness in these relationships. Yeah. Verse 17, she equips herself with strength. And by the strength, they mean spiritual strength. Yeah, we've looked at that as we're starting. She equips herself with that strength spiritually, standing firm, ready to fight battles. Yeah. Mental strength. She goes on and reads. She's knowledgeable. Yeah. None of these things when you're in a discussion, you've invited friends and guests and couples, and for you have nothing to say because you know nothing. No. You equip yourself mentally. Yeah. And physical fitness for her God-given task. Of course, the physical fitness is key. And makes her arms strong. They exercise their bodies. They take care of their bodies. They make sure that it's in good shape. She sees that her gain is good. Her lamp does not go out, but it burns continually through the night. Of course, in the days that they're talking about here, these ancient days, you needed to have your lamp out in case of anything. You're safe, you have the lamp on throughout the night. She's prepared for whatever lies ahead. Yeah, that's the woman they're talking about. There's preparation. They think. They know the things that are coming and prepare for them. They prepare for the days in the future. Sometimes as men, we don't look so much to the future, and it's the wife that is going to help you. You know, sometimes we complain when the wife is showing interest or concern about something, about issues of the future. How are we saving for the future? How are we making plans for the future? And we might complain, but then it's key, because what they're trying to do is to make sure that what lies ahead is good. They are prepared for the future. It's in their nature as women to prepare for that. For us, we may be people of today, what happens today, but then it's key for them to help us look into the future and prepare. That's the Proverbs 31 woman. She doesn't look at food for today only. She looks at the future. She doesn't look at issues for today only, but she looks at the future. She prepares. She keeps her lamp burning continually. There's a consistency that is required. She stretches out her hands to the distaff, and her hands hold the spindle as she spins wool into thread of clothing. Now, this is not to mean that every woman should go back and start enter the clothing business. No, this was the nature of work that they used to do. For you, yours is different. You might be a businesswoman. You go out in the market. You do all that. That is your part, and you do it diligently. She opens and extends her hand to the poor, and she reaches out her filled hands to the needy. Of course, there is concern always for the needy, for the poor. Yeah, and they start that page. They look into it and consider the people that need to be helped. Yeah, they may be neighbors. This woman goes out and says, "We need to help that household. We need to help." Yeah, she has that heart, that compassion. With her. That is the worthy woman of Proverbs 31 that they're talking about. She reaches out to the poor, helps them. Yeah. Verse 21. She does not fear the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed in expensive scarlet wool. Yeah, she makes for herself coverlets, cushions, and rugs of tapestry. Her clothing is linen, pure and fine, and purple wool. Yeah, of course, now she makes sure that people are okay. They are dressed well. They are safe if it's a cold season. They're dressed well. It's all down to the care in the household and the fact that the household is in order and people there are healthy, are strong, are well-dressed. They put on the good clothes. So they look at those details that may be easily ignored by the man. Yeah. Her husband is known in the city's gets when he sits among the elders of the land. Of course, this implies the husband is respectable. Yeah? The husband is an elder in the city. The husband is well known in the city. Because the wife also plays a part. And it is important for us to know that as a wife, you play a part in the life of your husband out there. Yeah? If you are stressful and quarrelsome at home, it will be evident upon your spouse, even for the husband. How you treat your wife is evident to the public. Yeah? So this man goes out, sits in the city's gates. He's proud. They know him. He's well taken care of. He comes when he's dressed well. He's looking well. The clothes are looking in order. They are not stained. They are well ironed. They look good. He represents you just like you represent him out there. So he's a respectable man out there. Yeah. So let's have concern for our spouses when they are going out. Look at their hair and say, "You are not going out with such hair because you represent me." Look at how they are dressed and you say, "You can't go like that. You represent me out there. You need to look good. You need to iron your clothes and look in order." Yeah? The right Vaseline applied. You're not too shiny or too pale. You look good because when you go out there, you represent me. And when you go out there, you need to be able to sit among the big people. And you feeling good and well taken care of. Yeah? She makes fine linen garments and sells them. We've talked about this. And supplies sashes to the merchants. This is a woman who is working. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and her position is strong and secure. Her position is strong and secure At home, her position is strong and secure. She does not feel that there is competition because everything is in order. Yeah. She smiles at the future, knowing that she and her family are prepared. She opens her mouth in wisdom. Yeah. And the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She gives counsel. She gives instruction. She looks well to how things go in her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. She's not in idle talk. She's not always there gossiping. That's the woman they're talking about here. Her children rise up and call her blessed. They say, Mom is happy. Mom is prosperous. I admire Mom. I want to be like her. Do our children say that about us? Her husband also. And he praises her, saying, many daughters have done nobly and well, with strength of character that is steadfast in goodness, but you excel them all. The husband knows that there may be many out there, but you are the best. You excel. Yeah? Charm and grace are deceptive, and beauty is vain. But a woman who fears the Lord shall be praised. Well, there's beauty. There are those who look very beautiful. Yeah? They say you can even pour milk on them and drink it. They look beautiful. But all that is deceptive. It is vain. What is key is a woman that fears the Lord. A woman who worships God, who obeys God, serves God, trusts in Him, has respect for Him. Because then they will live a life that is morally upright and one that is desirable and exemplary. And that is a person you want in your life. So when I'm going out to look for a wife, I just don't look at the looks. Looking for the one that looks most beautiful. No. There's a lot more that you look at. Yeah. Give her of the product of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates of the city. Yeah. Whatever she does is seen. She's an example. And she comes out. That's the Proverbs 31 woman. Does she exist? Probably. And yes, there are those that exist. Some may have all the characters. Others may have some of them. Others may have few of them. But all in all, it's all coming down to the fact that we need to look to be the perfect people. And this does not apply to only the woman, but even you as a man, as a husband, as a spouse. You need to live in a way that honors your wife. As the woman goes out there to make herself the Proverbs 31 woman, you also go out to make yourself a worthy man, noble of character, a courageous man who works hard and makes sure that his family is safe, well provided for, a man of valor and influence. That marks the end of the book of Proverbs. Thank you for always joining us to study the word. Next week we shall start on the book of Ecclesiastes. May we pray. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for revelation. We thank you that, Lord, you always have us as your children. You don't let go of us. You strengthen us. You correct us. Help us, Lord, become that which is worthy, that which is noble. And Lord, we believe that when we have you, we have everything. We are safe. We are protected. And we exalt you and give you glory and honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.